The fourth largest error, at least potentially, is the orbital bias. This could be discussed as the error in the ephemeris. The orbital motion of the GPS satellites is affected by several forces. Tidal forces, of course, the sun and the moon. Gravitational attraction of the Earth, which, of course, is not entirely consistent, therefore, because the Earth is not equally dense in all its portions. So there are several factors, including even the motion of the satellite from darkness to light, that affect its orbit and make it a rather bumpy road for the satellite. So, again, it's the same issue with the navigation message. The modeling of the orbit by the control segment is good, but of course they can only upload the ephemerides only so frequently. So there's always a certain amount of age in the ephemerides, and that means that the position of the satellite at the moment of observation is certainly not perfect, as described in the navigation message.